to acquire this ikhlas, Fatiha. Thus you may realize one day if you are teaching kitabs, what goes into preparation of one sabak. So pay attention. Remember, everybody cannot come out first, but everybody can work hard. Working hard, this is everybody. Everybody can work hard. Never did I hear that a student passed away and the cause of death was that he is eating all the chocolates, and that's cancelling all the effect of the medication. So this is how harmful sin is. And generally we find in our madaris, the use of cell phone for students is discouraged, is not allowed. The main reason would probably be
this corn wall is 500 million light years long. 500 million light years long. 300 million light years is the height of it. The length of it, 500 million. The height, 300. And the width of it, 15 million. What is the earth in front? So how big? And more bigger is the roof of Jannah, which is the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And that is even more bigger than Jannah. And on the Arsh, Allah Tabaruk, who is infinite. You cannot measure Allah Ta'ala in anything, in His Zat, in His Sifat, in anything. Allah is beyond. There is no limit to Allah. He kept a secretary to tell you the boss is gone out. Or the boss is in a meeting. Allah Himself, the minute you just put your two hands together, you have made contact with Allah Ta'ala. And if you haven't got the opportunity of putting your two hands also, from your heart just make contact, direct. And you will get direct contact. There is no pre-recorded message in hands. So how great is not Allah Ta'ala? How insignificant are not we? And Allah, one buzurg says, oh Allah, you have shown your price to be very little. Increase your price. That you give your nafs, your dunya, and your jannah, you sacrifice it for Allah. Allah is more greater. He say, increase your price. You are so great. Allah has made Himself so easy. Not saying it is not. But a person who puts his trust on Allah, they will enter Jannah. No hisab. And not 70. 70,000 is to show an enormous amount. Much more than that, whoever will put his trust fully on Allah, nothing of this world, no ta'weez, no all these other things, he will enter Jannah without that tawheed. He has got so much value. May Allah give us tawheed.
It's under rain, you're right in your head, and you didn't hear what the Maulana said. He said, what the Maulana said? See, Maulana said, piyaj is haram. See, which Maulana is this? Let me phone you and find when she found out, Maulana said, I didn't say viyaj, I didn't say piyaj, I said viyaj, that interest. His bonds and that he doesn't want to listen. So that he doesn't want to listen about. So anyway, someone are they? Alladhina amanu, who bring complete iman, wa kanu yattaqoon, and all the time they work towards taqwa. That we are weak, we are insan, we will slip also. As one great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so beautifully, hum is tarah tay kiye manzile, hum chale, hum gire, girke ute, fir chale. This is how we walk through the path of Allah.
See, the amal of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the 24 hours, the du'as of the various occasions, and a person will become one of the greatest awliya of his time, if he just corrects this. So this is, what is the purpose? Why we are gathered here? This islahi ijtima, it's not just to gather, and we meet, and we eat, apartments for everything. If you want to become an engineer, and you go to a medical college, they'll tell you, bhai, you have come to the wrong place. Yeah, you don't become an engineer here in the medical college. So Allah has distributed the work of deen also. So this work of tazkiyah and islah and reforming the heart and turning the heart, it's more better than drinking water after meals. So how harmful that is. And the Hakims explain, half an hour before meals, during meals, after meals, don't have anything cold. If you want to have water, have it warm. And if you want to have warm water, you'll definitely not have water. Everyone wants it cold and extra cold, with more ice in it all, packed away. The vitamins for the eyes must go there. The vitamins for the brain must go there. So by walking, you distribute it properly. And if you just don't walk, you just go and sleep after eating. So it's all in the way there. And it will cause you great harm. And the other great advice he gave, that never ever go to the most merciful and hikmat, wisdom of Allah Ta'ala, and the kindness of Allah. We cannot imagine it. And then we can understand
that the punishment which Allah will give to a person is 100% justified. That to gain Allah's marifat, there isn't, we will say there's no stone. We didn't, what work of Allah did we? We engaged in our own things. Our sleeping is not with the niyat to please Allah. Our business is not with the niyat to please Allah. Nothing. We're doing it for our nafs, for our desires. And but Allah has decreed that He will give the best wages. We don't work. And those of us who sit in your car think, what a ni'mat of Allah. What, how much of comfort and ease I'm going to reach my destination. It's raining, it's hot, whatever, but you're comfortable. The houses Allah gives us, our clothing, which ni'mat didn't, all the Allahu Akbar. Allah has made it such that imagine a Bedouin, and those are saying storms, and a mountain that was there today, tomorrow that mountain is here. You can't know directions, you got no landmarks in the desert. Those landmarks also change all the time. Camel knows the direction. So, but for the sand to go past it and it doesn't get caught up and it doesn't get bogged up with the sand down. So if that person can see Allah Ta'ala, then if you are living in such, so much of sophistication and so much of dunya's things, how can't you see Allah Ta'ala? Allah made it even before that. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Why don't you look in yourself and you will see Allah Ta'ala. The great body's pupil is a different color. The pupil is black. In that Allah put light. This is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And with the small eye, and the thing that sees is the pupil. Perhaps 2 square millimeters. Something like that, more or less the size. But it can see the whole sun. The sun is how many about time? For eating, we are using this elbow joint all the time. If there wasn't this joint, and our hands were straight, and all these joints are perfect, how many joints in the fingers here? No arthritis, no gout, no problem. You got your food in your fingers, but there's no, this joint is not here, you can trust God's brains. And the human brain which Allah has given, and those brains, what and what we haven't done in this world. But we forgot that Allah was the giver of that brains. We became astonished with all technology of today, state of the art technology, in whichever field we are impressed with all this. Who gave all this? Who gave those brains? Like the big part of the funnel and then a small little pipe where things go. The ear Allah, and 360 degrees sounds from all around. The ear captures all that there. And then it goes into that funnel. And then the whole system, the anvil, the bones which are there, how they are like in music they use this, and how it deciphers it, the brain. And that is the time it's taking to give the message. And then to decipher, to calculate what must be said. And then the meaning to understand it. All this is working. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Your heart, how it's functioning. Every part of the body, your hands, your legs. If you see all of reading little children, they complete the Quran Sharif. And the Quran Sharif has got over 6,000 ayats. And the meaning of ayat means a sign. Like you are going somewhere, somebody gives you directions, you must go. You go this way, you go that way. You see now, your driver, he hasn't understood. You write it for him also. Perfines in the Quran. Then the child becomes a hafiz. He has memorized all the signs. He knows the directions to Allah Ta'ala off by heart. And he's such a hafiz, he doesn't make a mistake. He can read from Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas ayat by ayat from the back to the front. So well he knows the Quran, but he doesn't find Allah Ta'ala. And if he becomes a mufti, his du'as, and this is where value is added to your ibadat. And great, great value is added to your ibadat. Like one, for example, a material example, you have a school teacher, now with standard 8, class 10, you won't be able to, you need a matric. You did your matric, you did your course at teacher's training. And with your ibadat, and there are those worshippers of Allah, who have the marifat of Allah, their ibadat seems outwardly little, but the quality of it and the reward of it is tremendous. So inshallah, over these 2 days, this will be all discussed. Come with eagerness to learn. Come with an open mind to...
وَمَنْ يُعْرِضْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ يَسْلُكُ عَذَابًا سَعَدًا. In the previous ayats, Allah explained the words of the jinnat, that they said that they amongst them also are the righteous and the pious, and they should have remained firm on the deen of Islam and followed the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. لَأَسْقَيْنَاهُمْ مَاءً غَدَقًا. To hum pilate unko paani bharkar. Then we should have given them water in abundance and sufficient for them for drinking, for all their necessities. This was the occasion, his health, whether it is our iman and our amal. These are all ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah wants to see whether we appreciate it or not. Whether we just take it for granted, whether we acknowledge it is from Allah Ta'ala, even our iman, Islam, our amal, we should acknowledge. Wo dal dega usko charte azab mein. Allah says we will put them into an increasing punishment. That punishment of theirs will increase all the time. So the right thing to do is to understand the commands of Allah. Allah is our creator, He is our sustainer. Anything that making a noise in the masjid is not permitted. So much so, reading Quran Sharif loudly and it disturbs somebody else, that is also not permitted. The masjid should be kept clean and tidy so that the people could make their ibadah. Masjid al-Haram for Baytullah Sharif solely for Allah Ta'ala. فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ عَحَدًا. So mat pukaro Allah ki siwa kisi ko. So do not call upon anyone else besides Allah. Do not have any hope in anyone else besides Allah. وَأَنَّهُ لَمَّا قَامَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. Or ye ke jab khara ho in ibadat, that we should distract him. So much so, the ulama have written adab and etiquette. If somebody is engaged in tilawat, in zikr, don't go and sit in such a way by him that you distract him. Leave him, let him carry on with his ibadat. We should not distract a person in ibadat in any way whatsoever. From here the subject, but on various subjects. In this hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Sayhan wa Jayhan wal Furat wal Neer. These four rivers, the one is Sayhan,